TikTok. I am Jenna, and we have a treat now in studio this week from the University of Florida, so I'm super excited. We have Stephen Greer. He is the County Extension Director, and Jenny Hinton, I said that correctly, Family and Consumer Sciences. Welcome to Pep Talk. How are you?
Thanks. It's good. Great to be here.
Excellent. Yeah, so let's just jump right in. We have some time this morning to chat about what y'all do and what you guys have going on right now.
I'll let Jenny start.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Okay, sure. Well, one of the things we have coming up that we're really excited about is an event called Let's Walk Florida. And that is an event that we're doing across the four counties in the Northwest region of the Panhandle. So whether you're in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton, you can participate. But it's an online, primarily an online event designed to help people in their journey to be healthier. So we're going to be focused on moving, not just walking, but moderate to more extreme exercise, and on eating healthy. So people who join this challenge are going to have a website to go to. They'll have a private Facebook page. They will get email newsletters every week. And here in the, we're doing this across the state, but here in the Northwest Panhandle, we're adding some extra little fun things. We're going to be doing some walks out in the community with our extension agents. So I'll let Stephen talk about his in just a second because he'll be leading one. But our Christopher Lindy, who's our natural resources and marine science agent, will be leading a walk at the park in Navarre on the beach. And they'll be doing some beach combing and some interpretive little bit of education and then walking along the pier.
Fun time. So,
that sounds
yeah, that'll
so
be a lot
awesome.
Of fun.
And when is that coming up?
That is starting. We're actually doing our Zoom kickoff on March 8th.
It's coming up. Oh, my goodness.
Then we'll have a couple of fun walks and jump into actually people recording the number of minutes they walk a day. So you're kind of challenging yourself through this to just become a little more active and watch what you eat a little bit.
That's so funny. Right before y'all came in, I was just sharing with our listeners how in this time of COVID for the past year, a lot of people have hunkered down, started watching more television, sitting more stationary. And you can see I'm standing because sometimes it's just better for me, you know, to get moving a little bit more. But just finding different ways for you to push yourself outside of those boundaries. And this is perfect. And so, and then by that point in March, our weather here is just absolutely perfect.
And everybody's going to want outside by then.
Yes. We start going stir crazy. So March 8th is when that kicks off.
And we find that we all need a little bit of support. So this is a way to do it with some support. And we also encourage people to get accountability partners. But they can right now go to our Santa Rosa County Extension page on Facebook and find a link to sign up for that.
Awesome. That is wonderful. And the other thing is with that too, like you said, accountability. I've been in like fitness groups online, and to see everybody's journey really is encouraging because I'm like, okay, if you can do it, I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And sharing that burden
exactly.
really helps.
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah. One of the walks that Jenny mentioned that I'm going to lead on is actually native plant identification on some of the nature trails as we go along. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make it a little bit of an educational component. Same time you're out getting the fresh air, a little bit of exercise, burning some calories, right. having fun.
Wow. Yep.
And another agent, one of our commercial horticulture agents, going to go to a strawberry farm and take people on a walk at the strawberry farm, talk about strawberries and give them an opportunity to pick their own as well. We have one strawberry farm, I guess,
right.
Stephen.
We do.
In Santa Rosa County.
That is awesome. Now, is there an age limit, age range, starting at 18 and up, or how is this working?
This particular one is really designed for adults. We did a pilot program back shortly after COVID started just to encourage people to walk, and we had great results. And we did have a couple of teenagers who just wanted to join, and that was fine as well.
Okay. So, you know, you can bring in your teenage
sure.
kids if you
mm-hmm.
have them around and you want to push them to get away from the game console maybe or the phone and the TikToks.
Right.
Or you can TikTok on the trail. And I love that you have some, now you said native plants.
Yes.
That's really cool.
So it's a matter of just point of discovery is what it's all about. Because, you know, at a time you get a chance to teach them a little bit about landscaping and things that are going on in the horticultural world and just enjoy nature. That's the point that I'm going to take with it. And most of the time there's more questions than I can answer doing all those things.
Well, there you go. Yep. That's awesome. So bring your questions too,
yes,
your cameras and comfortable shoes as well.
Yes.
And before we know, it's going to be March 8th before we know it. So make sure you follow along. Is there a Facebook page that we can throw out there real quick for people who are coming and going?
Right now for signing up, Santa Rosa County Extension.
Extension.
We will have our private Facebook page. It's actually set up, but people will be able to enter that after they actually join the challenge.
Okay, excellent. Is there a fee for it?
There is this year, because we've kind of gone beyond our pilot program now and we're offering more things.
Sure.
But it's just $15 for a 10-week program. Absolutely. This is something people would pay a whole lot of money for to do anywhere else.
Yeah, that's an excellent price. I mean, $15 cannot get you into another challenge group. I will tell you that.
Right.
I have spent a few hundred, right. I have to sadly admit. So for something where you don't have to go far, and you can have an accountability partner, even if it's like your grandmother and she's been able to get her vaccines and she can get outside now. You know, this is a great opportunity because you can still social distance too. You don't have to be on top of each other.
Right. And that's one of the things we really want to encourage is people to get outside and discover what we've got in our own counties, in our four county area. And the cool thing too is we're promoting what we're doing in Santa Rosa County, and I like to think ours is a little bit above beyond. You know, I don't know.
I like it. You can say that.
All of the counties will be doing these fun walks in their own counties. And so we're going to be exploring in this four-county area dunes and nature walks and boardwalks and all of the things that Northwest Florida has to offer while we're out becoming a little bit more fit.
I love it. Hey, we have more to chat about. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you find marketing your business to be a challenge? Are you completely overwhelmed by the ever-changing landscape of how to promote your business on various social media platforms, how to keep up with your Google ranking, generate leads, and all the small details in between? As a business owner, you're pulled in every direction possible. Allow the team of experts at ADX Digital to handle the digital marketing piece of the puzzle for you. Our team of experienced marketing professionals will work with you and your team to create a custom digital marketing campaign tailored exactly to market to your ideal customer. Increase your website traffic, generate qualified leads, and overall, increase business for you. Contact ADX Digital today to set up a time to meet with the team and discover how we are your partner every step of the way for small business marketing. Visit ADXDigitalMarketing.com to schedule a time to let us show you the possibilities for your business. ADX Digital Marketing, your comprehensive digital marketing partner.
This Valentine's Day, cook something special for your honey. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats, chicken, beef, pork, all cut to order. Costello's will have pre-made champagne, wine, and dessert baskets available, along with Wagyu steak specials for your Valentine's dinner that will be delicious. Stop in today for the best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on Fairfield Drive on the west side of Pensacola.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel because you have questions. We all do. What sort of doctor should I be seeing for this problem? What kind of testing do I need done? We talk about your health problems. Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Looking for unique gift ideas? Rollins Distillery in Gulf Breeze offers tours and tastings of their local award-winning rums and vodkas. You've seen their Esprit de Cru line of rums and vodkas in your favorite local liquor stores, made from 100% Florida molasses. Truly some of the best spirits you'll taste. Located on the north side of Highway 98 across from the Gulf Breeze Zoo, call them at 503-1275 or stop by. Also check out their locally produced hand sanitizer while you're there and like them on Facebook.
What I
back here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, your morning pep talk. And we are here in studio with the University of Florida. We have been talking about county walks and all the ways that you can get outside, enjoy nature, but get some exercise. And Jenny, thank you so much. We're here with Jenny and we have Steven. Steven, I want to hear from you. Jenny, do you have anything else to plug, to say about these?
Well, really, again, all of that, all of the things that we were talking about just falls right under the umbrella of a 10-week program we're about to kick off called Let's Walk Florida, where we're trying to increase, help people to increase their health level by increasing their physical activity and eating a little bit better and just providing lots of information and support and these fun walks along the way as well. But they can go to the Santa Rosa County Extension Facebook page and find the sign up, the link to the sign up for that.
Awesome. And you know what? We are about to take a break to go into our news hour as well. But before we take that break and head on over to Mark, I do want to encourage people to stick around. We're going to chat a little bit more with Jenny and Steven just to hear all the things that you can do that you might be looking forward to getting outside, getting out of this norm that we feel like we've been stuck in for the past almost a year now. Mm-hmm. And give yourself something special to do. Maybe something with your loved one or with your neighbor, and you're looking to try something new. So don't go anywhere. I want to make sure that we all of our bases this morning with you, Steven, as well. So
yes. And we'll if you don't mind, after we come back from that, we'll just talk about gardening in the Panhandle Live and talk about some of the panel things that are going on in that.
Yes,
protocol.
I would love that.